Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. So welcome everyone to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show where I am your host, Monique Rodriguez, and I am so thankful that you guys are tuned in listening to this episode today. I'm always excited about my episodes. So you're probably like, she always says she's excited about this episode, but I'm really excited about this episode as well because it's all about budgeting. And I wanted to talk about this topic because, you know, I usually take like questions that I'm always asked the most. And I compile a list of those topics and I schedule them out for my podcast. And one of the questions that I'm always asked is about budgeting and, you know, how do you set money aside to start your business? Did you have a lot of money laying around to start your business? And the answer to that question is no, I did not have a lot of money. I really budgeted my paychecks that I was getting from my nursing career, and I invested money little by little into my business. It took longer versus me having $10,000 laying around. The process took longer because I took my time and invested as I got paid. And I want to talk about budget because especially in the African American culture, we're not educated on the financial piece and financial literacy. And I really want to break that curse and break generational curses and cycles of us not being educated in our finances. Now, I'm not an expert. Really, math is not my thing. Like, I hated math in school. And I see that that carried over into my adulthood. Which is not necessarily a good thing because I like to spend it, but I need to know how to budget and balance it as well too, right? But it was my least favorite subject in school. But it's something that we have to know because you need money to live a decent life, right? You need money to start that company. You need to know how to look at a P&L sheet, look at your balance sheet, all that stuff that I didn't want to pay attention to. I had to learn with me being a business owner. So I feel that it's my duty to share the information that I learned with you guys and to talk about that stuff. So the one thing that business owners are probably the most hesitant to do is budget. And so on this episode of the Secret Sauce to Success, I'm going to tell you how to budget and why it's so important because it is. Okay. So before we get into this episode, and this will be a quick episode because it's good for you to get it in. And while you're headed to work, if you're exercising, whatever you're doing right now, get it in, absorb this information, learn from it, and apply it. So before we get into this episode, here is a word from our sponsors. So when you think of budget, it can be scary for a lot of people. When you think of budget, you probably think about looking at long spreadsheets, looking at a long list of numbers, and it can be very intimidating for you, especially if that's not your lane of expertise. Important information like your income and expenses have to be organized, but creating a budget doesn't have to be something that you dread to do. Think about one of the reasons why you went into business. It's because you want to earn an income. But how do you know how much income you're actually earning if those numbers aren't documented? Very important, you guys. How do you know what you're spending if it isn't written alongside what you're bringing in? And I'm telling you guys from experience that I was spending and wasn't looking at what I was bringing in. A mistake that I had to learn very fast, and I had to redeem myself from that mistake in order to continue to thrive because it can be very costly especially if you're dealing with numbers that you're probably not used to. You have to surround yourself with people that are experts in an area that you may not be in, and to help you understand your books and your balance sheets and your profit and loss sheets. Trust me, learn from my mistakes. Get good accountants and people that understand the numbers that you can learn from. There is no way that you can have a good handle on your profits and expenses if they aren't organized somewhere. The other thing is, you can't know where you're going without a roadmap. You don't want to be blind on a road, right? You need a guideline as to how you're going to spend your money so you always spend it wisely. And that is the purpose of having a budget. So it tells you what to spend in different categories of your business so that you know what you need to bring in. And I'm going to help you with that in this episode. So to start your budget, you need to list all of your income streams that the business has. You want to add up all of the sources from your income. In other words, you need to know what you're bringing in every month. And then you want to start subtracting your expenses. You want to start with your fixed expenses, which are things like rent, your web hosting fees, and anything else that costs your business the same amount of money each and every month. Those are called fixed expenses. So after that, you want to subtract your fluctuating fees, and that's going to include your utilities, if you're set up in a shop or an office, your marketing costs, your salaries, and so on and so forth. So those are fees that change every month. Now, one of the things that people fail to do in business, as they do in life, is to expect the unexpected, something that I had to learn. You want to set aside an emergency fund for unexpected things that come up at the last minute, because it will happen in business. Because the last thing that you want is for a catastrophic event or things to happen right before a big event that you're not ready for. So it's best to be ready for whatever expenses you might find yourself needing to pay all of a sudden. So once you set up that emergency fund, then you're going to need a profit and loss statement, or what they call a P&L. And this is something that I had to learn, you guys. I can tell you that when I first started my company and, you know, I was trying to learn about P&Ls, balance sheets, to me, it was like reading Chinese, because like, I'm not a numbers person. That is not my, I don't enjoy doing that. I mean, I know it's important, but it's not something that I enjoy. So every time that we would try to go over balance sheets and P&Ls, I would get a headache trying to understand it. Now I have a better understanding of it because I have grown. And obviously I told you guys, you know, the mistakes that I've made, I've learned from it. But your P&L statement is just a document that shows your income versus your spending. And you're going to add up all of your income for the month and subtract your expenses from that. So if you get a positive number, that will be your profit. If you get a negative number, you are showing a loss for the month, which is not unusual for a young business to have from time to time. And that is why getting a really good accountant is key to help you understand this, because you're going to have to learn this if you are like me and looking at a balance sheet and a P&L sheet is like looking at Chinese language. You want to get someone that you can learn from that understands this, that can actually help teach you this. You can use software such as QuickBooks to manage your budget online. After you create your QuickBooks account, you're going to link your bank accounts to that. And then anytime that you have debits or credit to your account, they'll automatically update it in QuickBooks. So QuickBooks is a software that I use, and it creates your P&L statement automatically, so you don't have to manually create a spreadsheet every month. We started with Excel sheet. We moved up to QuickBooks. And with QuickBooks, all the work is done for you, including formulating reports. QuickBooks, they start with as little as $10 a month, so it's not expensive, especially if you're a small company. I do recommend you start with this software, and this is not an ad. I don't have any stake in QuickBooks. They're not paying me, but you know, it's just something that we use. So it's really affordable for small businesses that are just starting out. You don't need to be a mathematician or have an accounting degree just to create a budget. And if you can't afford an accountant, it's okay. I want you to know that you can do this first. And the most important step is to make that budget that keeps your business operating the way it should. And then as the profits start rolling in, you can use them to pay your accountant to take over from there. So again, I hope this was really helpful for you guys, and I hope that you learned something. Again, really simple, short, quick learning lessons that I compiled together and I put it out there for you guys to learn so you don't make the same mistakes. But having a good accountant and a good lawyer are the foundation of your business. So it is key that you surround yourself with those individuals. And if you're not able to afford them yet, that you educate yourself as much as you can until you're able to afford one in the near future. But you got to get your books in order right now while you're small so you can have the profits to come in and you have the money coming in so you can eventually pay somebody. That is the point of you being in business, right? So again, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you were able to learn a lot. It's my pleasure to bring you guys all the nuggets, all the gems that I've learned that has been helpful to me, and I would like to share it with you guys to help you start out. I've learned a lot by trial and error, and I want to help you avoid some of the pitfalls that I fell into. So don't forget to subscribe to the Secret Sauce to Success podcast. Tell all your business besties about it. I'm sure they will find this information just as helpful. Take a screenshot of this episode if you enjoyed it and tag me on your social media Insta story at Exquisite Mo, at the Secret Sauce Academy, and my hair company, Myel Organics. So until next time, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.